Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. And this season, season 8, we are talking about sexual addiction and compulsivity. The title of this episode is Set Boundaries with Your Behaviors. Boundaries with behaviors. Usually when we talk about boundaries, we're talking about setting boundaries with others or setting boundaries with energy, right? But in this episode, we are talking about and to the addicted individual and how important it is to set boundaries with specific behaviors, okay? We are going to walk you through the three circles that we implement for all of our recovering addicts. Here at my private practice, Resolve Strategies, Inc., we go through the three circles to help people understand what needs to go in their inner circle, middle circle, and outer circle. And now we're going to walk through each of those circles and help you see the importance of setting boundaries with specific behaviors, at least for a period of time. Okay. And I am talking to all of you out there because none of us humans get to escape planet Earth without developing certain patterns and behaviors that we need to have boundaries with. Okay. So, yes, please share this with anyone and everyone you know who now feels that they are engaging in certain behaviors or patterns of behavior compulsively, you know, reflexively. Without their wise mind engaging, without being able to forecast into the future that's like, is this a really good idea or could this cause long-term damages to myself or my relationships? Okay. So the inner circle, that's where we start. We start with the inner circle and the inner circle holds behaviors that are non-negotiable. They are behaviors that we absolutely cannot participate in, and we're trying to really address the negative, unwanted, or unhealthy relationship with those behaviors. And just like we talked about in last season, in season 7, having to have a period of time of separation so that you can repair your nervous system, it's the same way with behaviors. It's the same thing. We have got to have a period of separation and abstinence from these behaviors so we can really look honestly at our relationship to them. Okay. So there are, for the recovering sex addict, okay, what are some of the things that for everyone is going to go in the inner circle? It is going to be any type of sexual acting out behavior. Okay. So that might be pornography. That might be masturbation. That might be massage parlors. That might be prostitutes. That might be OnlyFans. That might be all kinds of different thirst traps, and it might be, gosh, going to certain places or engaging with certain people. We can make this as specific as we need to for each person based on their set of circumstances, based on their arousal templates, based on their patterns, okay? And we also put and dump all chemicals in there too initially, okay? So a lot of people don't feel like they have an unhealthy relationship to alcohol, we'll say. But it's going to go on the inner circle for a period of time so that we can look at their relationship to it and see if it was commingled in any way with their acting out behaviors. We just don't know that yet. Okay. And if recovery is the top priority, you're willing to dump everything initially into this inner circle so that you can look honestly at your patterns and your interactions. Okay. Now, a lot of clients come to us with the trifecta of gaming, marijuana, and pornography. Okay. Well, guess what? All three of those are going into the inner circle for absolutely no less than 3 to 6 months. Okay. And then we can start to look at these interactions, start to look at these relationships. I've had clients that initially, well, maybe they already thought it was a problem, but maybe didn't want to address that in therapy yet because they had denial around it. But they put all of their sexual compulsivity, the pornography, the prostitutes, the chemicals, they put the alcohol, they put the marijuana, they put the cocaine, they put all of that in their inner circle, and then their gambling addiction or their gaming addiction, it went nutso, okay? And so then it's like, oh my goodness, you know, you weren't willing to see this as a problematic behavior, but now since you've detached from the others, you can identify that it needs to go in the inner circle. This is so important. It is the process of recovery. It is the process of healing. And this is done without shame. This isn't about shame. This is about self-discovery. This is about recovery. This is about healing. Okay? And so in that therapeutic relationship, we're going to look at the things that the therapist absolutely knows, your certified sex addictions therapist knows what needs to go in that inner circle, okay? And so you're not going to be participating in those behaviors. You're going to be abstaining from those behaviors for a period of time, okay? And then you go to your middle circle. What's the middle circle for? Now, this is the one that's my very favorite. It's my very favorite because this is where you're setting boundaries. These are the behaviors that you have to have boundaries with. You're not abstaining from them, but you have to be extremely mindful of them, and you have to have really good, clear boundaries with. Now, in that last example, now for that client that we just discussed, this hypothetical client that didn't realize what that relationship to gaming and gambling looked like, right? That was on their middle circle. We had to move it into their inner circle, but they were already mindful of that, right? Because it was placed on their middle circle. And when they started to notice, like, okay, this is also an addictive pattern. And this is also something that is triggering my inner circle behaviors, right? So anything that could potentially trigger those inner circle behaviors or lead to acting out behaviors or lead to an addiction of its own, we are really closely monitoring and setting very clear boundaries with, okay? And so some examples of that. I think social media is a great example of that if you're in early recovery from pornography. Okay, like guess what? They've got your algorithm. They know what you're doing. They know what you're interested. They know what you are, you know, drooling over and looking at too long. Like they've got your addictions down. Okay, so social media is usually one of those things that initially for almost everybody is going to go on that middle circle. All right, because it is closely aligned and often triggers the same type of patterns as your acting out behaviors, okay? And so I say it's like, it's one of those neurological networks that when you're using it, it's humming so loud, it starts to tickle the addictive one, okay? It's humming so loud, it starts to actually tickle and irritate your acting out behaviors that are on your inner circle, Okay. So we have to closely monitor this. So we've talked about inner circle, which are our non-negotiables. We've talked about the middle circle, which are the things that we have careful boundaries with. So important, because if you honor those boundaries, you almost never need to venture into relapse or venture into slippery slopes or venture all the way into an acting out behavior, because you're catching it in the middle circle. Okay. That's awesome. So amazing. Now the outer circle. These are recovery behaviors. These are things that you want to implement and do often, because they actually protect you from the middle and the inner circle acting out behaviors. So oftentimes when you take away the addictive behaviors and you're abstaining from it, you kind of wonder, who am I? What am I doing? What is my purpose? What is the point? You know, you're grieving the loss of this behavior. You're grieving the loss of the one thing that your nervous system was dependent on, right? So you've got to put in a lot of positive and healthy things that are giving you healthy dopamine, healthy novelty, right? All of this stuff is so important to get back to your healthy habits and to your hobbies and your areas of interest and, you know, the things that provide serenity, the things that enhance your sense of self. All of this goes on the outer circle. So important. So therapy lives on the outer circle. Your process and task groups, that lives on your outer circle. Your 12-step programs and meetings, outer circle. Big book readings, outer circle. Sponsorship, working the 12 steps, all on your outer circle. Now that is what I put into a bucket and category of your recovery. It is essential. It goes on that outer circle every time. And then you start to get a little bit more specific with the individual. What are their passions? What are their interests? What are the things they'd like to try? What are the things they used to find enjoyable that they might want to, you know, step into again? You know, is it golf? Okay. For some people, golf is going to be on that middle circle because it can trigger, you know, the addiction, right? I mean, sometimes there are certain associations that wind up being triggering. So maybe it's golf, maybe it's not. Okay. We have to just look honestly at some of the things that you want to try. You know, for a lot of people, they loved boating, they loved the outdoors. But if it was something they did in association with their acting out behavior, it has to go in the middle circle, not on the outer circle at first. Okay. They can reincorporate it later. That's the beauty of the three circles, is you don't have to be faced with this feeling of forever. Okay. It is not forever. It is for a period of time. A period of time for your brain to heal, a period of time for you to come out of denial, a period of time for you to get honest in your program, a period of time to prioritize your recovery. And then we start to look at what you can and can't tolerate in your nervous system. Okay? And so this is just a brief introduction to the three circles of recovery and how we use this to address sexual compulsivity. So I hope this was helpful. Please like it, love it, comment on it, share it, do all of the things, because this is important information. And we really do. We love working in the realm of process addictions because there is a path to healing that is certain. Anybody struggling with a disease of addiction, there is a path to healing and repair and recovery and life. And we want that for all of you. So please like it, love it, share it, and come back to us. Subscribe. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist. But guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.